Praise the Lord. Please be seated. God bless you real good. I want to welcome you to Wisdom Assembly, and I want to welcome those who are watching us on Facebook Live. Welcome to Wisdom Assembly, where we do not compromise the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know we are in the season of Christmas, and a lot of people want to talk about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's a good thing, even though it's not everything. The day he was born or the day anybody was born is not as important as what you were born to do. Praise the Lord. Many of us agree with me. Amen. The day you were born is not as important as what you were born to do. Amen. The day a manufacturer makes something is not as important as what the manufacturer made the product to do. We are going to be celebrating Christmas, not because Jesus was born, but because of what he did. Praise the Lord. Today I want to talk about, believe me, I sought the face of God. I sought the face of God for this message. I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. And I believe this is what God wants us to hear this morning. I have preached a message with the same title before, many, many years ago. But this is the same title, but a little bit different. I've titled it, Capturing the Promises of God. Capturing the promises of God. Just like a camera will capture a picture and take it in and store it, and then it can be reproduced and used for several purposes. The Word of God are invisible pictures. The Word of God paints invisible pictures. Part of what I was trying to share with the workers this morning, when you feed your spirit man, when you feed the spirit, because God has programmed potentials in our spirit, they remain potentials except it is fed. Then the potential begins to come out because we have fed it. So the Word of God paints pictures that we need to do something about. The songwriter said he spoke and everything began to look for his word. What he said was not existing before he said it, but when he said it, everything he made began to come together to make what he said. I hope I said it right. So the words of God are invisible pictures that has the capacity to move you, to move me, to move things in its direction. The Word of God draws things to himself, draws people to himself, draws solutions to us. And the words don't exist by themselves. They don't come just by themselves, but they come through human vessels from a supernatural entity. I am regurgitating, or I am going to regurgitate the word of God. God is a supernatural entity, and what he has said that has been written down is what I am going to say. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 14 that the word became. The word did what? It became. The word of God can become, has the potential, the propensity to become anything and everything that will benefit you and will glorify God. The word became flesh. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. I told the workers, it's not the word you speak from memory that becomes. It's the word you speak from your inner man that becomes. Praise the Lord. How did the word become flesh? The flesh it became is called Jesus Christ. From when he was conceived, or from when he was born, till when he died, he was the Son of Man. But the moment he resurrected, he became the Son of God. So from Sunday school we learned, or we knew how the word became flesh. And I'm going to read it to us. Luke chapter 1. I read from verse 30 through 35. Then the angel said to her, that is to Mary. We know this story very well, except you've never read your Bible before and you were never in Sunday school. He said, do not be afraid. You see that fear thing, because that's the only thing that can rob your faith. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I'm coming somewhere with that. Let me tell you something here. Let me stop. I want you to understand that anytime the word of God comes to you, like it's coming now, it is because God has favored you. Oh, yes. The word of God comes to the favored. Those to whom God has condemned, they can't hear it. So when the word of God comes to you, see it that you are a favored entity. You are a favored person. So don't trivialize it. It's coming to you not because you deserve it, not because I'm not speaking the word of God because I'm qualified to speak it, nor are you listening to the word of God because you deserve to hear it, but because God has favored both of us. He said in that scripture, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and will bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. All he's saying is words. His words. The angel did not even touch Mary. Mary could not even come close to him. He said, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So the kingdom of God, the kingdom that Jesus started, is ever continuing. Nothing can stop it. He said there will be no end to it. No human being can stop it. No group of people can stop it. No sin can stop it. Sin can detach you from it, but it does not stop the kingdom. Then Mary said to the angel, Which is what we always think when our mind intercepts the word. How can this be? How can what you are saying come to pass? Since I do not know a man, I've not done anything that will make this to be. And the angel answered, let me tell you something. Oh God. Most of the time, you don't do anything for the word to come to you. But after the word has come to you, then you do something. Let me say it again. After the word has come to you, then you have to do something about the word you heard. You have to do something about the word that was spoken to you. Before it was spoken to you, you didn't do anything. But now it has been spoken. Now it was spoken so that you can do something. Number one is to believe. And to believe is so, start acting towards the word. Praise the Lord. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One which is to be born will be called the Son of God. I know last week we had a prophet in the house, and we're so blessed by it. But let me tell you something. I was glad about something she said. She said, she's not a soothsayer. Hallelujah. Huh? She's not the kind of prophet, or the prophets of God are not the kind of prophets you go to and say, oh, man of God, woman of God, how will my future be? They don't tell you what your future will be. They say what God tells them to say. Did you hear her say, God will show her some things. She has learned to keep quiet. Except the one God says, say. Because the word of God is your surest word of prophecy. The word of God is our short. Listen to me. If you are not seeking the word, if you are not studying the word, if you are not marinating your soul in the word, and a prophet comes and still speaks to you, it might end up being nothing. Because the surest word of prophecy is the word of God. Apostle Peter said it. 2 Peter 1:19. I read from the King James. I like it in the King James. We have also a more sure. Oh my God. Sure is good enough. But now more sure. Word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well. You do well to take heed of it. You do well to take heed of that word, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Because when we put the word of God into our inner man, it lightens our darkness. It takes sin out of our lives. It removes the consciousness of sin. Praise the Lord. It says, until the day dawn and the day star arises where? In your hearts. You know, Mary did not actually understand the word that was spoken to her. She didn't understand it. Nobody has ever seen anything like that before. Praise the Lord. She didn't understand it. Hey, you are favored. I am the one that stands in the presence of God. You have been chosen. If it was in Pidgin, if the angel was going to deliver the message in Pidgin, hey, small guy, God don't choose you. You go get belle. Eh? Which belle?
But me, I never go to my boyfriend's house before. Oh, do you know that there are some cultures who, this Western culture has damaged so many things. There are cultures that today, even till now, when two people have been betrothed to marry, the worst they can do is to hold hands. They can't hug, they can't kiss. No. Now people even want to turn Christianity to Christianity off. You can't try it. Oh, because the grace of God. To the extent that the culture has become stronger than the fear of God. You know, in that culture, those young people, they are more afraid of their parents, what their parents will say, than anything else. Today, who cares what my parents say? Let's go and marry. Is it not? Let's go to the courthouse. We don't even have to tell our pastor. Later, let's come and announce. Huh? The girl will never see the bedroom of the boy ever until the day they get married. So Mary did not understand it. How is it going to happen? But okay, I receive it by faith. She received it by faith. So after the angel has spoken to her, now this is my imagination, please follow me. What will you do if you were Mary? An angel from heaven who appeared from nowhere and disappeared into thin air said you are going to be pregnant. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And throughout, Mary never felt whoosh, or shaking, rumbling. The only time the Holy Spirit came and showed himself was the cloven tongues of fire with the apostles in Acts chapter 1 or chapter 2. You know, on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. Mary did not feel anything. Many times we are waiting to feel something about the word that was said. You have been prophesied to, but you are waiting to feel something. Faith walk is not about feeling anything. It's about trusting and acting on it. So in my imagination, guess how I saw Mary? And now, after the angel had disappeared, I see Mary, after she had come to herself, what just happened? Was I dreaming? No, I'm not dreaming. What just happened? Then she will have taken her hands to her tummy. I'm pregnant. I'm going to be pregnant. Oh, wow. I'm pregnant. There's a baby in my womb. Okay. Imagine Mary on her bed that night. Where will her hand be? That was an act of faith. Receiving it. Caressing it. Nursing it because a seed has been dropped. The word of God is a seed that is dropped into your life that you need to nourish, that you need to caress, that you need to bring to life. And every day as she's nursing it, I have a baby. Things began to change in her physique. Hallelujah. She didn't feel anything at the beginning, but her heart received it.
Our heart received the word. We come to church. A preacher will preach his heart out. You step out of here and you have nothing, you are nothing. Of all that was said, you held on to nothing. Nothing from the word that you laid down on the bed at night and you began to meditate on it. Meditation is, going to that job again tomorrow. What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat for lunch? The work on my desk. But the word that can change your life has been spoken. Today, in those days, Mary could not revisit physically what was said. There was no recording. It was her heart that recorded it. But today we have recordings. We can go back and visit the recordings. Let me listen to it again. Let me catch something. I was telling my Dr. Oni, I said, the Congress, and that's usually me, I couldn't connect throughout to listen. I was telling him, it's going to take me 2 months to listen to every day of the Congress. Not because it took 2 months, but it's going to be play and stop. Do you understand that? Play, stop. The stopping is to meditate. Huh? Play, stop, rewind. Play again. Let me grab. What was that? What was that? It's like I see something drop in my spirit, man. Oh, wow, praise the Lord. You stop. Start writing. Then, the following day, the same thing. It might even take more than 2 months. There are some messages I have listened to. I've only been able to listen to them maybe 3 times, but written nothing. But the moment I want to study them, I've not gone past 5 minutes. 5 minutes of that same tape. We have the opportunity of YouTube, MeTube, Face You, Face Them, Face Time. All those things are there. In the time of Mary, it wasn't there. Our heart recorded it, but never forgot it. Praise the Lord. He says, the word did not profit them. Why? It's not because the word is not profitable. It's because it was not mixed with faith. Faith makes you keep going back to it. Keep going back. This thing must deliver for me. The angel said, I have a baby. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon me. I'm wondering if Mary was there every day, all the time, when is the Holy Spirit going to come upon me? When is he going to come upon me? When did the Holy Spirit come upon Mary? It was at the point of hearing the word. It was at the point of, be it unto me. At that moment, the Holy Spirit had come already. She had already conceived at that moment. Oh, God is going to do something. Then you sleep at night. Before you sleep, it's this night God is going to do it. No. It's the moment you receive it that God did it. The moment you received it that God did it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. What you nurse is what grows, is what becomes. If your spirit man can capture the promises of God, it will become what God sent it for. You know, the intrinsic value of anything, especially an investment, because faith is an investment. The word of God is an investment in your life, in my life. The intrinsic value is what? Is what? Time. Time. You put it there, you nurture it, it will grow over time. You put the word there, you nurture it, it will grow, it will become over time. And, oh Lord, help me. Are we getting anything? Okay. It is very possible to doubt after we have heard the word. It is very possible to doubt after we have received the word. And that's one of the reasons I believe the Holy Spirit wrote through Brother Jude. Amen. He said, contend. Contend for the faith. Jude 3. Beloved. Oh. He said, watch this. I want you to notice this. Jude verse 3. It's just one chapter. He said, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you, watch this. He was going to write concerning our common salvation. He said, but you know, something else is happening in my spirit, man. I found it necessary to write to you. So at the point of my writing about one thing, now I'm writing about something else that the Holy Spirit is putting in my spirit, man. It's necessary to write to you, exhorting you to do what? To contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. So, what is it to contend? To contend for the faith. To contend means no matter what happens, you must keep in step. I must keep in step with what God said. I must not allow myself to be sidestepped away from what God has said. I must keep in step with what God said. I must keep in step with what God said. I must stay with what God said. I must not allow myself to be distracted from what God said. I must not allow myself to be distracted or to be deceived from what God said. I must fight to hold on, because the devil wants to take it from you. The devil wants to tell you it's a lie. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago I first heard it, when our father in the Lord, our general overseer, said that God told him, are you ready for this? That he will use him to build, or he will build an auditorium the size of Ibadan, the largest city in West Africa. No. Now, hold on. If you calculate it in your mind, the devil will tell you immediately, forget it, it's not possible. He repeated it during this Congress. Hallelujah. And somebody wrote and said, "It can never happen." That's the devil right there. Amen. Do you understand me? That's the devil right there. Huh? We have seen progression. Where in the world do we have a 3x3 kilometer auditorium? Where in the world? I don't know how God is going to do it. But because he said it, it will happen. Let me tell you, if the people who were there, that he spoke in their ears, if they don't believe it, it won't happen in their time. And God might spare some to see it. But God will raise up a new generation that will make it happen. Because when a generation refuses to flow in the line of God, guess what God does? He pushes them away and he raises up a new generation. Because what he said he will do, he can't change it. He can't change it. So to contend for the faith is moving in the direction of what the word of God said. God spoke to your heart that there is a door right here. And you know God said it. And God said, "I want you to go out through that door." Your brain says, "No, there's no door there. There's a door here. There's a door here. There's a double door there. There's a double door there. There's a double door here. Why not these double doors or those single doors? Why here? If God said this is where the door is, the contention of faith says, move in the direction." The Bible says God cannot lie. By the time you get there, what you see will change because you are moving towards it. You move away from it, you can't get the benefit of it. You move away from what God said, you can never benefit from it until you move towards it. Mary said, "Be it unto me." So what does Satan do? He wants to steal. He wants to take. He wants to twist. He wants to lie. He wants to derail. Who does he want to derail? People of faith. And the funny thing is, Satan is such a coward that he will not come by himself. Come on, somebody, look at me. He won't come by himself. He will look for somebody that he's going to use. He will look for an instrument that he's going to use. Most times, instruments that you are familiar with. "Oh, no, that person can never." No, you don't know what they swallowed. You don't know what they have received. Hallelujah. Huh? Because of my time, let me jump some hoops. In backing what I just said up, you see, if you are sensitive spiritually, no matter who has opened themselves up for the devil to pass through them, but because you know, I know, what God has said, and we are moving in that direction, even though it looks so impossible, it looks so challenging, it looks so difficult, and then somebody we are familiar with now comes. "Don't mind them. Don't mind what pastor says. It's not, it can't happen. You too, open your eye. Is there a door there? Door day there. Not be there, door day. Not be there, door day. Not be there, door day. Not be there, door day there." Ah, not true. It's true. There's no door there.
this pastor self. This God said, God said, God said, God said. Eh? You just keep going and they are lying to you. That is a get behind me Satan moment. Oh, come on, church. That's a get behind me Satan moment. Number one, God doesn't deceive. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 16, verse 21 through to 23. I want it in the NIV. Please project it in the NIV. I like the NIV translation for this scripture. Matthew 16, 21 through to 23. It says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to. He wasn't telling them. He was breaking it down. Explanation. He didn't say, Jesus began to tell them. He was explaining the importance of him going to Jerusalem to suffer many things at the hands of the elders. People who are meant to know but don't know. They are elders but they are babes, spiritual, malnourished, old entity in the church. They've been in the church for 40 years, but they still don't know why they are there. The chief priest and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed. He was explaining to them. You know, I have to be killed. I'm going there to suffer. And on the third day, raised back to life. The Bible said, not in the presence of everybody. You know, there are people like that who wants to show that, you know what? I love you more than everybody. Pulled him aside. Oga. You are the one when I couldn't catch a fish. You said I should let down my nets. I didn't believe you then. I let down only one. And we caught more than enough. I've been following you. I've seen you open the eyes of the blind. You know, you are a blessing to our generation. You can't die. You can't go there and die. It's never going to happen to you. In fact, I will never allow it to happen to you. You know, I will tell you the truth. I love you. You know, I'm the one who loves you. I'll tell you the truth. It can never happen to you. No. And Jesus will be looking at him like, who is this guy? Is this one serious? So you've been following me all this while? Huh? I said, this is the plan of God for me. And you are saying, no, it can never happen. Because you think you love me. Because you've seen me do miracles. You've seen me raise the dead. You've seen me open the eyes of the blind. You've seen me raise up the lame to walk. We were there together at the pool of Bethesda. And now you think you are the one to admonish me about what God said to me. You are the one to help me understand. When God gave me my assignment, we are here in this church, brethren. The day God called me, I was the only one. Let me say it again. The day God called me, I was the only one. The day he sent me to Kansas City, I was the only one. The day he gave me the assignment, I was the only one. And now somebody will now say, no,
Don't mind it. What he's doing is wrong. No, he said, get behind me, Satan moment. What did Jesus say? He said, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. You know, he was older than Jesus. And familiarity can make that happen. Never, Lord! He now was spiritual. Never, Lord! Matabosata! This shall never happen to you. He didn't know he was placing a curse. You are never going to the cross. You are never going to suffer and die. So, Peter, you want to hold the whole of mankind in bondage. You know, some people say, when Jesus was being crucified, when we celebrate Easter, don't eat meat, oh, because you are eating the body of Jesus. Jesus said, eat my body. How a cow and chicken became the body of Jesus. Jesus said, eat my body. Do this in remembrance of me. You see, the devil has a way to put up. And we will feel so religious in those days. When I was a little kid. Ah! We only eat free John. No meat. We are malnourishing the body and killing the spirit. Jesus turned and he was in anger, I bet. He turned to Peter. Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to God's plan for my life. If you don't know, you will agree with the one who is showing you as if they love you. Pastor, take it easy. And every time, prayer, 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 prayer. No, let God call you and don't pray. Since you are a stumbling block to me. He says, you do not have in mind the concerns of God. Your concerns are carnal. They are fleshly concerns. Merely human concerns. And that's the guilt of the church. Human concerns. That's what consumes us. Not the concerns of God. I'm going to have to stop here. But let me give you a final scripture. The Lord said, the Bible said rather, God is not human. Don't bring God to your level. Hello? God is what? Not human. NIV says it. Numbers 23:19. God is not human. That is, you lie. It's human beings that lie. Not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak? Does he say a door is there? And then not act and put a door there? Does he speak and not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Or is it me that does not believe in the promise? Is it me that did not capture the promise? Mary captured it. As she was rubbing her tummy, it kept on growing. She was nursing that word. It kept on growing. Why are we easily distracted? Especially distracted from the truth. Let's bow our heads. I want you to talk to the Lord. He says in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For out of it are the issues. keep your heart. Ask God this morning. Help me. Give me the grace to hold on to your word of truth. Help me. Forgive my unbelief. Where I have doubted you, where I have doubted your word. Forgive my unbelief. Where I've waited for my flesh to respond. When I ignore your move in my spirit man, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive my unbelief. Talk to God. Lord, help me. I know now that there is nothing more important in life than your word. Everything will pass away. Only your word will remain. His word says his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways. So are his thoughts. Lord, forgive me for bringing you to my level. Lord, forgive me for wanting you to see through my eyes instead of me seeing through your eyes. Lord, forgive me for doubting your word even when I do not understand it. All that you have said, I'm ready to wait on you. If you are that person that is going to say that, I want you to rise on your feet and say, Lord, I am ready to wait on your word. If you are ready to wait on the word, if you are ready to wait on the word of God, if you are ready to hold on to the very end, it may seem like nothing, but if you are ready, to say, Lord, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust your word. Then rise up on your feet. Stand up and to show the Lord as an act of faith. I'm standing by your word. I'm standing with your word. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing with your truth. Even when others don't stand, I will stand. I will stand. Having done all to stand, I will stand on your word. Nothing can change your promises. Lord, look at this, your children. This is a covenant-making moment with the Almighty. Lord, they are making a covenant with your word. We are making a covenant individually and as a house with your word. King of glory. I pray the release of your strength, of your grace, ability to hold on to the very end. That no wind will blow these ones away. These ones you have called and they have stood with you today in the presence of all of us. We have stood together. Just like in that upper room, make power available. Let your glory be revealed in these lives. Any sin that they have committed, that we have committed, let mercy reign supreme. Every consciousness of sin, let the blood of Jesus Christ flush it away. Because as we stand in righteousness. We stand in righteousness.
We stand in righteousness. We stand in Jesus Christ, our righteousness. We stand in Jesus Christ, our righteousness. We stand in Jesus Christ, our righteousness. We give you praise. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a better ending. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have been blessed, give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah.